T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, Jack O'Donnell from O'Donnell & Associates, talking about everything going on in Albany as the state budget is finalized. All right, Jack, it took a while to get there, right? A little bit late, but it finally got done.
Yeah, exactly. We're close to 3 weeks late here by the time the budget, all the budget bills were voted on. But it's done, and it's time to move on.
You know, and this happens with the budget process. We just got a Siena poll yesterday that showed Governor Hochul's favorability is her worst ever since being governor. What's your read on that?
Well, I think in some ways that's a natural result of the budget. There were a lot of special interest groups, especially around some of the healthcare groups that were running really tough campaigns, TV ads, mailers, other things very, very critical of the governor, especially around, as I said, around healthcare. And I think those things took their impact. You know, she's down in this poll. It is her worst ever, but she's not down that much from where she was a couple months ago and sort of where she's been across her tenure. So I don't think there's a lot to read into it. I expect she'll spend the next few weeks traveling around the state talking about some really popular things from the budget, and she'll bounce back a little.
One of these big items that got a lot of attention over the past couple of months, aid for schools and education spending. Now, it did end up a little bit of a change in the inflationary factor, right, of this aid formula, resulted in a smaller increase for districts. It's not the total change that she wanted, but it seems like it's kind of setting the stage here, what was agreed upon in this budget for future changes for education funding across the state.
Yeah, absolutely. There were minor changes this year, but there was an agreement between the legislature and the governor to fund a study by the Rockefeller Institute, a couple million dollar study, to really look at how these formulas work, how they relate to enrollment, with an eye towards updating it. So I expect it to be a big fight as we start talking about next year's budget.
All right. And also in this budget, the HEAT Act was eventually omitted from the budget. This would involve gas hookups as the state is moving to phase out natural gas. What does this mean that it was omitted from the budget?
Well, I think sort of like school aid, a lot of things in Albany are dead but live to fight another day. I mean, the HEAT Act has already been passed by the state Senate, so I think there will be a lot of energy as we move to the end of the state legislative session, which is scheduled for early June, around efforts to try to pass that or pass some sort of compromise bill in the assembly. So not in the budget, but something that's still very much alive and under discussion in Albany.
What was the big row over housing, and how does that impact areas outside of just New York City?
Well, housing was the biggest fight in this budget, as it was last year. You know, last year the governor had proposed kind of giving Albany a little more say on individual housing projects in various municipalities. She backed off that this year, but there are still just so many different forces involved: real estate, tenant rights, organized labor, municipalities, not in my backyard. So just getting a deal done at all, I think, was a major accomplishment. And you've heard from the governor since that she sees it so. A lot of that energy and a lot of that fight is around downstate and what that means for New York City, where it's much harder to build and there's much less space to build. But there are some pieces that involve the whole state, some rules around tenants' rights, pieces of the so-called good cause that tenants have been pushing for a long time, which affect how people can be evicted and right to basically stay in their apartment. So that'll affect folks here. And then Senator Ryan had championed a couple pilot programs to drive some new construction and some renovation of housing in Western New York as a, as I said, as a pilot, because the one thing everyone agrees on is that more supply is the best way to affect rising housing prices.
All right. Also in this new budget, an AI consortium will be established at the University at Buffalo. What do you know about that?
Yeah, I think this is really big news. So Empire AI was passed in the budget. So this is a group of the top, the leading universities, colleges in the state, the Columbia, Cornell, NYUs, and significantly the University of Buffalo, who has a 30-40 year history of innovating and sort of leading in AI. And the fact that the state decided to center that consortium on UB here in Western New York, I think that's really important. And we're going to see over the next, I don't know how many years, but it's going to allow UB to attract even more of the best and brightest researchers and students in this area, which has the real possibility for spin-off and job creation, you know, all the things that we talk about being associated with the university. So having that consortium here in Western New York is just, I think, a huge win for all of us.
You know, hopefully some good news. You know, back to that poll that Susan was mentioning earlier. In that poll, again, I mean, it's kind of been consistent numbers. Most New Yorkers view crime as a serious problem. What in the budget has the governor done to, you know, try to address that, to try and get in front or her face on that issue?
Yeah, this governor has pushed really hard on criminal justice issues. You know, that's why the budget was held up the last couple of years. In this year's budget, I think there's two things she would point to. One is around retail theft, and especially around retail theft rings. They created a task force with the state police, increased the penalties on some retail theft, and then also separately increased the number of crimes that can be charged as hate crimes. That list is significantly expanded. So look, I don't think those things are going to stop hate crimes tomorrow or stop retail theft. But the governor is pushing sort of uphill here against the legislature that, frankly, is very proud of what they've done to minimize incarcerations, especially around the disparities that exist between Black and brown people being incarcerated at much higher rates. So, you know, two really different worldviews here, and the governor made some progress, albeit modest.
Well, Jack, thanks for the roundup. We really appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.